That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Hannah and Raven. If once again it's Monday and once again you're starting your diet for the last 5 Mondays in a row, you've said, yep, this is the Monday.
This is the day that you're going to start, that everything's going to be regimented, that you're going to stick with it all week long?
Yep, that's all I need to know about you. You know, I don't understand why I do this to myself. And I say this every single Monday. I feel like I'm always saying this. Every Monday, I'm like, this is the week.
Right.
I've got to get all together. This week, I bought one of those waist cinchers, the ones that you put around. Like, it's like one of those things that Kim Kardashian talks about.
I have not seen this.
It's like, it makes your belly sweat.
Oh, okay.
And fantastic.
All right.
So here, I get it from Amazon, $9.99.
Right, good.
Right. And good, I'm purchase. Like, here we go. But now I'm going to be
right,
thin.
Now here comes the commitment.
Monday.
Right, this miracle product.
I brought some protein shake. I mean, I'm not actually going to probably eat it or all drink right, so, it, so but I bought it.
Protein shake and this cincher.
Yep.
So if I look over and you're sweating, now I know what happened. If you slide out of your chair, because we've got these false leather chairs here.
Yeah.
If you slide out of your chair in the middle of the show, I'll just know that you got too slippery.
My belly sweat. I woke up and I looked out the window and I said, oh, it's raining. Man. I don't know if today's a good day to start.
You don't know if you can tackle that today. The world's already giving you enough to deal with today, right? It's going to be a good day out there on the planet for you to go ahead and start this challenge.
Oh, that's all I need to know about myself.
I understand.
Yeah.
You know what? I got a confession, too. If you have lawn envy the second week of April, like to the point where you're hating neighbors that you don't know just because, again, they have a nice lawn and you don't. Mm-hmm. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah.
I'm driving onto my street yesterday with my wife in the car, and there's a neighbor who took over the house when his father passed away. And he's never there. There's always construction equipment on there. He owns some construction company or whatever. But he managed to redo the entire lawn last season, and it looks fantastic. It looked, mm-hmm. All he did was plant seed. He ran over it with some stuff, planted some seed,
yep.
And then put out the sprinklers, and it looks fantastic. And I hate him. Never met him. Don't know him.
Can't
sure, he's
him.
Actually a nice gentleman.
Lawn envy.
So mad at him. I have lawn envy so bad.
My husband That's has the crazy. Same thing. He was talking about it yesterday. He goes,
oh,
I'm going to wait till the guy that does their lawn comes, and then I'm going to approach him. I'm like, and do what?
Right.
You know, like, what is your plan once you approach this guy that does their lawn? He's like, I'm going to see if he'll come to our side.
Of course he will.
I'm like, he's not going to
get
business.
Yeah, but
honey.
He's not going to get rid of your neighbor, right? That's the thing that Paul needs to realize. He's not actually going to get rid of the neighbor.
It's not a competition.
If you it is a competition.
It's definitely a competition, apparently.
Right.
Yeah. If you decide to take a nap on my couch, do you guys have bulk pickup where you live? Where you basically throw unwanted furniture and stuff basically on the front. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to call in my neighborhood.
Right,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
just all the time. You don't just throw out massive amounts
yeah.
of trash.
But in mine, you could just leave it there. And some person was taking a nap on my couch that I left on my front yard.
Oh, that's weird.
It was just like, this guy's like, just testing it out.
You know, it was nice out.
Sure.
To be fair, it was nice out.
It was right? nice.
And it's a good time because the bugs aren't out yet.
It's
a good time.
So weird.
Maybe
you know,
you're
I mean,
the
if you're going to fall asleep on a couch in somebody's front yard, this would actually be an ideal time of year.
Yeah. That's weird. You're right, Christian. All right, 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Anna and Raven explain.
The post office.
On Star 99.9.
Oh, yeah. Last weekend, I went to the post office, and I was reminded why I can't stand it there. I waited in line for about 40 minutes, and I just had to mail something, get some stamps. And I was like, why do people, like, put themselves through this? Like, it's a toss-up for me. What's worse, this or the DMV?
It is true that the post office never moves at the speed that anybody ever wants it to on your sign.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always somebody in there that's about 85 years old that's
always.
Asking a question
yep.
that you feel like has been amply answered. Over and over and over again, it's the most random question, and it's usually over something like a dispute of 32 cents postage.
Right.
Right.
So, we decided that we were going to send producer Christian.
It's not fun.
It's no.
I mean, every time I'm there, it seems like I'm there for a passport of somebody else's.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so many people with passports.
Right.
So we sent producer Christian to local post offices so he could start talking to people to find out, what are you doing at the post office today?
Right.
Here's what went down.
Hi, what's your first name?
Matt.
Why should people who aren't using the post office still use it?
Everything's on the internet now, you know, and email and all that other stuff. Well, I guess if you want to have something like metered or what, you know, followed, I guess that's the best way to do it. But it's kind of expensive.
Yep.
Mm.
It
okay.
is.
So if you want to weigh something, meter it, right? Right.
Yep.
Or if you want to go ahead and have a signature required on there,
mm-hmm.
you can do both those things at home. By the way, it's called a Dynamo.
Really?
Dynamo. Venmo? Said something.
I don't know what you're... Why are you whispering?
I don't know.
Since when do we whisper like about the post office?
I feel bad that like we're like shutting down the post office with this segment right here.
I mean, the post office is important.
I have some regret about this. I didn't think this through.
Yeah, really?
Right.
Let's continue.
If you could choose between a stamp with a cartoon on it or a forever stamp with a flag, which one would you choose?
The flag.
The flag?
Yeah, I'm a veteran, and I kind of lean that way, even though, you know, it's... Some people, like kids or cartoons or whatever.
You know what? Until he
kids
said
aren't
that,
mailing stuff. I'm with you, buddy.
Yeah. I always like to get, like, the fun stamps. And then I heard him say that. And I was like, you know what? He's right.
Right.
I'm American. I'm like, get me the flag. Why patriotic. Do I always pick up? Yeah.
I like the forever stamp because it says no matter what, I put this flag on it and it's always good enough.
Right. I like, yeah,
I like
right.
that. Take that's that, it. Europe.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know whether or not they have that. I'm sure
you
they
don't
have
even
that.
Know if they have stamps right. in Europe. You
sure,
have no idea.
Sure, they probably do. But take that anyways, Europe.
Yep.
Take it.
What are you mailing today?
I'm retired, so I'm mailing out stuff to get my money back from my insurance company that I paid in, you know, the flexible spending accounts.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That's good.
So I gotta try and fight them to get my money back.
Well, that's good that you're getting money back.
As long as I filled all the paperwork correctly, you know? I mean, I'm sure they're going to try to hold on to it as long as they can.
Right.
But...
Can I tell you a quick story?
It's the greatest generation right here. I can't get any of my money back from FSA. I quit it because I couldn't figure it out.
Oh, that's right.
Bravo to you, veteran, sir. Thank you.
I got a letter from the state of Connecticut saying they owed me money, unclaimed money, and I was so excited.
Yep.
It's been a year trying to claim it.
You can't
because
get it back.
Every time I try, I fill out the forms, they send something back. They're like, listen, we need a copy of your certified birth certificate. Right. Oh, wait a minute. Your last name is different now. We need a copy of your certified marriage certificate. I've spent about $37 to claim my $80 in post office.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, hold on. Let's see.
How much does a stamp cost in 2019?
And I think it's, what, 44 cents? I'm not sure. I went in and just bought a envelope with the stamp already on it. I bought two of them, and it cost me like a buck.
What?
I think you got a bargain, sir, because I think, isn't it up to like 52 cents or something like that?
It's 55 cents.
55 cents
yeah.
now.
Wow. If it's metered, it's 50 cents. But if it's like you go to the post office and you just buy a stamp, it's 55 cents.
Mm.
One more thing. Let's see.
Okay.
What's your favorite stamp art of all time?
I like when they do sports figures. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I guess anything American would be good. That's fine.
We're into American stamps. This
You're
is
right.
America.
You're right.
Yep.
It's the coolest way.
Anna and Raven explain.
The post office.
On Star 99.9.
We've realized that a lot of people kind of avoid the post office at all costs, myself included.
Hmm.
So when I spent last weekend there and spent 40 minutes in line, I decided it was time for us to do an investigation and send producer Christian out on the road to find out why are people going to the post office.
The truth is that most people have just X'd human interaction right out of their lives.
Yep.
And it's one of the most drawn out processes ever, stepping into a public building when you go to the post office. So it's a valid question. What are you doing here?
Right. Let's find out.
Hi, what's your first name?
Joyce.
Why should people who aren't using the post office still use it?
Because it's an American institution.
Idiot.
I felt pretty dumb.
Communist.
Right. I was like,
right.
I don't know.
Right.
I'm
communist.
Sorry.
I mean.
The way she said it was so condescending.
Right. Like, I mean, just.
Might as well just backhand me at the same time.
Yeah. Why don't you just open up the borders, right? Huh? Why don't you just give away America's, prosperity?
Just
give it away.
One more time.
Because it's an American institution.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. She even slows down at the end, like, let me say this slowly so you can truly understand it. I'll give it to you at 2 miles per hour. Whoa, I started at 10 miles per hour. Here it is at 2 miles per hour at the end. Institution.
Yeah, okay.
Institution. Right. Thank you.
We continue.
What are you mailing today?
I'm actually picking up mail from my post office box.
Oh, nice. Are you expecting anything good?
Hopefully.
So she's got a P.O. box. She's telling you that not only do I use the regular mail service at my home, but I go a step further because it's an American institution.
Right.
I know how the post office works, young man.
You fool.
Right. Where's your mother?
Am I the only one that doesn't trust P.O. boxes? I just feel like if you have a P.O. box, like, you don't want people to know where you live. Like, what are you trying to hide?
I feel like you're intriguing if you have a post office box.
Really? Like, why?
Yeah.
Why? My mother-in-law has a post office box, and I always wonder. I'm like, what? For what? Like, you tell
me.
It's
none of your business. That's for what?
It doesn't make sense. Like, what
are
you
hiding? It's like a safety deposit box. It's none of your business what's in there.
I don't get it.
None of your business.
All right.
How much does a stamp cost in 2019?
Oh, God. I just bought two. No, actually, I bought four books. They were $44. So $11 a book. So, yeah, you get 20 stamps. So, yeah.
She never answers the question.
She never answers the question. But she's on top of it. Four books of stamps. She's got a lot of friends.
Well, she's probably sending out a massive, like, invitation. Whenever I hear that, I think it's Christmas time. You're sending out your cards or your, you know, your cards or a party.
It's April 8th.
Maybe she's got, like, her daughter's first communion. I don't know. That's what's going on. Okay. No idea.
All right.
It's a lot of stamps.
Right. I feel like her daughter would be a postal worker, but okay.
Do you feel that's too high?
Everyone else is raising their prices, and for them to stay in business and to stay a government agency and not privatized, they need to raise their prices.
She's got their back. Right. She has got 100%. Christian at the end. Good point.
Good point. Yes.
Right. He's afraid to get beat up.
Yep. Right. Yep.
What's your favorite stamp art of all time?
The domestic violence stamp that they retired, unfortunately.
When did they get rid of that?
Oh, years ago. I've been writing to the Postmaster General in Boston for several years now.
Is that where the headquarters is?
Bring it back.
Is that where the base is?
Did you know you could do that?
The headmaster of all postal service. I feel like they've got an impressive uniform if you are the head postmaster of the entire entire organization, and they're headquartered in Boston.
Several years.
Right.
She's been at this point like.
Well, they could overturn it. They could overturn it.
All right, one more.
It's like what is the typical wait time here in Milford? Is it what is
no wait time whatsoever?
No,
right in, right out.
Usually, unless people are buying money orders for court next door.
And we can't stand those people. Let's just be honest. Nobody's got time for the money order people and the passport people. Get out of here.
This is an American institution. We're here for letter-carrying stuff anyways. If you are from next door getting a money order done, you're already a criminal. I don't want you in line in front of
get
me.
Get out of here.
Thank you, Joyce.
Wait, hold on. One more time. One more time. Just for my joy.
American.
Hold on.
Good
because
American.
It's an American institution.
You
fool! You clown. What's wrong with you?
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Robin and Andrew joining us together this morning. Robin, let's start with you. What's going on?
I won tickets on y'all's show to see Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
I know. And so I'm super excited. And so, of course, like I immediately asked my best friend because she is a super fan. She has always loved him. So we're super excited. And then I told my husband this, and he's pissed off that I'm taking my best friend instead of him.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Andrew, what is the worst part of finding out that Robin's taking her best friend instead of you?
I guess that our marriage vows mean nothing.
Right. I understand completely what he's saying. Do you know what they get for these tickets, Anna Zapp? You're going to take your girlfriend? You're not even going to ask me?
But are you
Let me refuse first.
Yeah, but Andrew, are you even like a big fan? Like, that's not like a casual concert. That's a big show.
So wait a minute. You're going to be a super fan to go?
Well,
I mean, he's a better performer than most performers. I think the casual fan gets to go more.
I would be more excited to go to a concert with my wife. I mean, I'm sure it would be fun to go see Justin Timberlake.
Oh, come on, Justin Timberlake.
The point to me is that if there's like some fun event she's going to go to, that she should ask me first.
Not if it's Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
You don't even care. You know you don't care.
Right, because he's wicked hot. Because he's wicked hot, Andrew. You don't care?
I feel like if I won tickets to something and I came home and said, honey, guess what you're not going to, it would be an issue.
100%.
Not if it was like monster trucks or something. I
got
to
tell you, Robin, my husband
Justin Timberlake to a monster truck.
No, but my husband has gotten Giants tickets, and my husband doesn't think that he's taking me. He thinks that he's taking his best friend. Oh, look at your face.
It was a good example.
Right.
I'll give you credit on that one.
No, I think you're all right, Robin.
I think I would have asked one of my guy friends if I had football tickets, too, but I know my wife would be mad. If I didn't give her the...
A football game is not like a date, though. Like, going out to a concert is a date.
What?
No.
No, it's not.
Yeah, let's let our audience decide. This is fair enough. Was Robin wrong not to ask her husband, Andrew, to be her date to see Justin Timberlake when she won these tickets? Or was she in the right? She's taking her BFF that is a huge fan that they're going to have a girls' night. Call us now. 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. She won tickets to see Justin Timberlake. Here's the problem, though. She invited her best friend, and her husband says that was wrong because he should have been the one that was invited.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he should get first right of refusal right here. This is a big event. Like, I mean, it's a huge show.
Right.
Wouldn't you want your spouse to ask you to go?
No, you would want the person that's a super fan so you can go have fun with somebody that's going to appreciate it.
Yeah, you're cold.
1-800-330-9999. Stand on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm totally on the guy's side, 100%. Because my girl won tickets to Taylor Swift a couple months ago, and she approached me with it, would you want to go? Or would you mind if I went with my best friend? And I go, oh, hell no, we're going.
Oh, you're the worst. You're the worst.
He wants to We ended up having a blast. And in the long run, she's like, I'm totally happy that we went together rather than with my best friend.
See that? Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. See that? 22 is really, really catchy. It makes every guy feel like a 22-year-old college girl.
That's the difference between a boyfriend and a husband. A husband, you're like, you ain't coming. A boyfriend, you're like, would you like to go? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport, Couples Court on Star. Robin won tickets to go see Justin Timberlake at Mohegan Sun. Here's the thing, though. Her husband, Andrew, is upset that she invited her best friend and didn't ask him first if he could go.
I mean, imagine if he had won something big, even if it was something that she was totally not into and just, you know, asked his best friend instead of asking her. Nope, I didn't even give you a chance.
Yeah, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
I am totally on her side. He just needs to grow up. I mean, really. That's a girl's night out. She should be taking her best friend.
I agree.
I mean, he's carrying his marriage vows. I mean, come on.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Thank you for the call.
You guys are so one-sided. So one-sided.
It's true.
Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the left side because this recently just happened to me where I just won Billy Joel tickets for this Friday night. And I'm totally psyched. And my girlfriend and I were doing it together in my car trying for these tickets simultaneously. And I won. And clearly I'm taking her with me because we were in on this together.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about the tickets without her.
No, but trying to win together in the car together is something else. And I just tell you right now, you don't take me to Billy Joel. That is it.
That is it for us.
If we are dating and you don't take me to Billy Joel, it is over.
It's so funny you bring this up because last night I was lying in bed and I was thinking, with the exception of Billy Joel.
That was the name you pulled out.
Right, or Elton John.
Right, right.
Those are the only ones that I think you have to bring your significant other over anybody else.
Oh, this is like, we would need counseling. Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
But for Justin Timberlake, you bring your BFF.
Ann Raven, you got to offer to your husband before you offer to your friend?
So I got an easy out. My husband was like, I do not want to go to that concert. Thank you.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if he even wanted to for a minute, you got to ask him. It's such a big show. It's such a big happening. You kind of have to ask your spouse, don't you?
That's why you don't waste it on your spouse who doesn't really care.
Yeah,
you bring somebody that
you
cares.
You have to ask.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Robin, our audience agreed with you this morning. It's a girl's night. You won tickets. You can take anybody you want. Andrew, people felt like you were just being spiteful. Let her go and have a good time.
Spiteful? Exactly. Yes. You were being spiteful.
To say that we should have a date night, I don't know. To me, I think that's just
not to
scary.
Me, Justin Timberlake. We'll go do something
right.
else. We'll
right.
do something else.
Okay? Andrew, maybe your second wife will take you to see Justin Timberlake. Maybe, huh?
I hope so.
Until then, just hold on to this resentment.
Well, either way, have a great time this weekend, Robin, okay?
Thank you, Andrew.
All right. Anybody else have an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love your
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Erica, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you leave the room, please?
Sure. Good luck, Erica.
All right. Erica, Raven is walking out. When that door closes, he can't hear us. There we go. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in. Ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Little Pup. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number 1. This artist is returning to host the Billboard Music Awards and is launching her own talk show this year.
Carrie Underwood.
Number 2. This streaming service announced it will have its highest rate hike in their 12-year history this May. What is it?
Netflix.
Number 3. He was part of the mid-90s cast of Saturday Night Live, but he's never actually hosted the show. He's going to do that on May 4th with musical guest Shawn Mendes. Who is it?
Adam Sandler.
Number 4. Netflix has teased a documentary about Beyonce. According to her song Run the World, who runs the world?
Girls.
And number 5. History was made at WrestleMania 35 when a trio of women headlined for the first time. Did Ronda Rousey win?
No.
Let's bring Raven back in. Raven!
All right, how'd you do?
Erica did great. She got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty good.
Yep.
Let's see how I do.
Okay. Number one.
All right.
This artist is returning to host the Billboard Music Awards and is launching her own talk show this year.
I think she'll be really great at the talk show thing. Kelly Clarkson is the answer for that.
Yep.
As long as she learns the hard pivot. Don't be so nice to everybody, all right?
No, I think she's going to have attitude when she needs
attitude. She's got a hard pivot. She's got to treat people like when writers body shame her.
Okay.
Because she body slams them when they do that.
All right, Erica, you are still leading 4-1. Number two, this streaming service announced it will have its highest rate hike in their 12-year history this May.
Yeah, my wife keeps talking to me about it. Netflix.
Yeah, but it's like $11 to $13. Like, it's worth it.
It's a lot. It's $14.99 if you want it in 4K, which I want everything in 4K.
All right, Erica, you're still winning 4-2. Number three, he was part of the mid-90s cast of Saturday Night Live, but he's never actually hosted the show. He will on May 4th with musical guest Shawn Mendes.
Your boy, Adam Sandler.
Yep. Erica, you're still winning 4-3. Number four, Netflix has teased a documentary about Beyonce. According to her song, Run the World, who runs the world?
A girls run the world.
Girls! Girls run the world.
Great.
Yep.
Tied at four.
Tied at four. Who run the world? Girls. Okay.
Right.
Number five.
Focus.
History was made at WrestleMania 35 when a trio of women headlined for the first time.
Right.
Did Ronda Rousey win?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I'm going to guess that... God. Oh, this is a hard question because I don't know the answer, and they all did such a great job hyping it that it seems like it was do or die for everybody.
I mean, it was like
I'm gonna
the
say,
number one. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to say
Raven,
yes.
50-50.
She won.
No, she did not.
All right, so it was the redhead, right?
Becky Lynch won, and she beat Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey.
Right, right.
Well, Erica, you got four. You tied them, so what that means is you get your own Anon Raven mug.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Tiebreaker right now. Do you know the nickname of Becky Lynch?
I have no idea.
Oh, I offered it up. I would have gave you that certificate. The nickname is The Man. She's The Man.
We got another shot to win coming up tomorrow morning. But if you want the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions, make sure you're listening at 5:30 this afternoon. I'll give them to you then. A new study has finally proven that cats actually know their names. They just ignore you when you call them. Yep. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you ever thought that cats didn't understand anything, turns out that's not true at all. They definitely know their names, which means like dogs, they could probably respond. Whether they do or not is up to them and their attitude that day.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing with cats, right? I mean, cats are just completely independent. A lot of people, if you stare into a cat's eyes, believe that the cat is out to murder you. You know, this is for debate, but it's not that much debate.
Right, it's true.
You can really see it in their face, right? I mean...
Now, Producer Christian, you have two cats, and Raven, you also have two cats, correct?
That is correct.
We thought we would do our own scientific experiment. Christian, what are your cats' names?
Calvin and Cindy.
All right, let's see how it goes.
Cindy, I don't know if she's walking to me or... Okay, she's attacking a scratching pole right now, so... Now, Calvin... Calvin! Oh, instantly. Calvin! Calvin!
Oh!
Calvin's dying for attention.
Immediately.
Dying for attention. Nice job with the experiment.
Oh, it's awful.
So would you say that this study is right, that these cats know their names based on that?
I would say I'm 2 for 2. They know their names.
Okay, all right.
Got some smart cats.
Okay.
All right, let's see how Raven's cats went.
Let's see. Here are the cats. I found them now. They're in the beach room, sleeping on the couch, back to back. Scrappy. Scraps. Scrappy. Scrappy. Come here, Scrappy.
What is happening?
Come here. Come here, Scrappy.
Trying to entice him.
Come on. They're both looking at me now. Scrappy looking at me more inquisitively. Maggie looking at me like she wants to murder me for waking her up out of her nap.
Told you.
All right. Yeah.
Told you.
All right. And then it gets a little bit stranger as you continue.
Scrappy, come here. Come here, Scrap. He's getting up. He's coming. He's stretching. He's coming over, and look at him. He's saying hello. It's probably because I haven't acknowledged him with love in, I don't know, 4 years. One of the dogs is 4 years old. Yes. Hi, say hi.
Yeah, right. Barkley's 4 years old, so.
So you ignore like 4 the cats. Years. But then you say, so for the experiment's sake, the cats know their names, you believe.
Scrappy and Maggie.
Yeah, and they know them when you call them.
I think so, yeah.
But it gets stranger because you say hi, say hi, as if. cats understand and speak.
And then, Scrappy normally does speak. He wasn't speaking much because I was recording, I think.
Listen, then this happens.
You're getting cat hair all over me.
Yeah.
Right.
Ma.
That's what he does.
Ma. Ma. Say ma, Scrap.
Nobody's going to say nothing?
No, because they're cats, Raven. They don't speak.
They normally do. Scrappy used to speak on command all the time. He talked to my wife all day long.
He would call her mom?
When he's feeling talkative, he never shuts up.
Oh.
He complains in the morning. He wants his breakfast earlier than everybody else. Right. He still believes he's the alpha. He does.
Imagine that you're just chilling in your house. You're just trying to be a lazy cat, and this is what you have to listen to.
That's what he does. And he's loud. He's loud, too, when he's doing it. But
new study says cats know how to speak.
Now, here's the thing. My cats are back in a world of depression now because I said hello to them that time, and then that was it
never
for the
again.
Weekend.
Yeah, that's it. Yep. I've never been a big fan of LOL. You know, when people type LOL, when people say LOL out loud, I just feel like it's just something that we do and we say, but it really doesn't have any true meaning behind it. You're not really laughing out loud. Let's be honest.
I'm not going to say LOL out loud, but I will use LOL in a text message.
You
but
mine, do it so much.
Yeah, my reasons might be different than others.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. The whole reason why this comes up is that there is this article that I was reading on Mashable.com, and it's called Why So Many People Type LOL With a Straight Face, an Investigation.
Okay.
And it's about the overuse in our society of LOL. And you're actually a culprit of this. You do this all the time.
Well, here's the thing. For me, LOL is not just like I'm laughing out loud. It's like a chuckle and a friendly goodbye. I'm done with this conversation. If I'm being honest, LOL means like, ha-ha, that's great. Leave me alone.
Right, but a lot
of times I use it mostly in text message, and I never say it out loud because that just sounds weird.
True, but I think too many people do this, and I think it's become to the point where, like, it's obnoxious. Because think about it. Sometimes I'll text somebody something that's not funny.
Right.
Like, I'll be like, hey, listen, I'm having a really stressful day.
Right.
Like, I really need some help. Are you around on Thursday? LOL, yeah. What are you laughing about?
Yeah.
They're laughing about your misfortune.
Well, it doesn't make sense.
Because it sounds very dramatic the way that you're putting it. So I have to be like, okay, don't give up.
Are you really laughing?
Don't give up.
Loud?
LOL, don't give up.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying at the beginning of that message. I'm just trying to bring some lighthearted nature to it there.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I feel like you should switch the definition and know that when I type LOL, it just means like, hey, smile at you walking by. That it's like I averted my eyes in the hallway and barely even saw you. But I do know that people do it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kid does it to me all the time.
Do you have your text message, Shane, from
I'm scrolling back, looking through it right now, and it's seriously like, it's at least 3 out of 5, and it's more like 4 out of 5.
Four out of five, the response is LOL.
There's a lot of LOLs.
But what are you saying?
He mixes the LOL in the messages. So here I am. I'm asking him for money that he owes me, and he writes back, haven't heard from Tom, pretty sure lost my job, but whatever, LOL, I'm selling my boat.
I don't know if that's an LOL-worthy topic.
Right. I don't know if that feels funny, right? I mean, does that feel funny to anybody? No.
Are you laughing out loud? I'm not laughing out loud.
I wasn't laughing right then. I'm like, where's my dollars?
Right.
Okay.
LOL.
Right.
No.
I'm scrolling back now. I'm seeing the last time that he did it. Let's see here.
But it goes back to what this article says while you go through that.
Yeah, while I go through this, you go ahead and talk about it.
They said, I've noticed a lot with my friends. This is a quote from the article on Mashable, which is actually, you can read it on our Facebook page. Just search Anna and Raven.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I've also noticed a lot with my friends that if they say something that creates a sense of vulnerability, they'll use LOL or haha to diminish its importance. And I think that that's something. And then there's the people that take it
another
level.
Take the edge off of it. That's what I say, though. Well,
right. But, you know, people that write, like, instead of writing LOL, they were like, I'm dying. No, you're not. You're not dying.
Yeah. No, like, well, let's hope not.
You're politely smiling.
Or I'm screaming.
Uh-huh.
Are you?
Not doing that either.
I just think that we've come to a point in society where we need to get rid of LOL.
No, you need to ban it. Oh, here I am telling him not to join a motorcycle gang, and he says he's not planning on joining anything. LOL.
That means yes.
I mean, who knows?
Don't say that.
LOL.
Don't say that.
Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Have you realized this too? Do you think that this is a problem, or are we overreacting by the overuse of LOL? According to this article, and from my own personal experience, there seems to be an epidemic, a problem in America, and it's all because of LOL.
Oh, this is really, truly the biggest problem that is facing all of us here in this country right now. Mm. This is what's wrong with America.
I
love that statement. Yeah. Everybody, somebody reacts with that.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We've noticed, and according to this article, is basically confirming it, is that people use LOL all the time, and they've used it kind of like dismissively now, where it doesn't even hold true, because you're not laughing out loud.
No, of course not.
You're just saying it to dismiss a person, or you're trying to hide your real emotions, mm-hmm. you know? And then there's the people that go a step further, and they write, LOL.
That's too much. That's too much. There's nothing that you found in life that is actually that hilarious ever, is what I'm guessing right there at that moment, that you would continue to type LOL. It just means, please don't come back with another response. I don't want to have to send another message back. I do that, and the thumbs up means conversation's over as far as Raven's concerned.
Which is why we think we need to get rid of LOL. Are we the only people that see this, that it's a problem, that people overuse it when it doesn't make sense? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Tiana and Raven.
Hi. I think LOL is fine. What really, really bothers me is how often people use the word awesome.
Awesome?
They'll be in a restaurant, and they'll say, how's your steak? And we say, it's good. And they say, awesome.
I use awesome a lot.
The definition of awesome.
Did you want to break down the definition of awesome for us? Because I feel like you have it handy and ready to go.
It's the most amazing thing you ever will experience. And my steak at dinner last night was not awesome.
Right. I mean, was it decent, though? Now I want to know about this steak. Was it decent?
No, it was LOL.
It was
fine.
Awesome.
Right. She said it was good, but she didn't say it was awesome. She said, right, don't say it was awesome.
LOL.
Right.
Thank you
for sharing. LOL. Appreciate it. The waiter comes over and says, is your steak okay? And you say, yeah, it's okay. And then they go, awesome.
Yeah,
right? I get what she's saying.
See, I use awesome instead of LOL. So, mm-hmm. like, if somebody says something and I want to dismiss them and want the conversation to be over, right. I'm just like, awesome. It's not really awesome.
That's not nice.
No, but that's... Oh. Check your text how many times I've written awesome to
going
you.
Going back right now.
I got to feel bad because when you look, you're going to be really upset. Yeah. you know what?
Nice.
I think we start the hashtag ban LOL. I'm curious. We have this article up on our Facebook page. Search Ann on Raven. Do you think this is a problem too? And if you look through your text messages later on when you have some time today, take some snapshots, screenshots of those text messages, post them on Twitter, Instagram, and use ban LOL, hashtag ban LOL. Let's see if we're the only ones that believe this.